There was a man in the Bible, and his name was Abraham. And he lived in a house with a group of people, his family. And even in his family, they were searching for God. Didn't really know, didn't really serve Jesus, didn't serve God, but they had idols and they wanted to know. There was something inside. They wanted to know who God was. And I guess in whatever the situation was in his house, there was a longing inside of him. He looked at his family. He looked at what he had, and he had a wife. And he had a father, and they were living in a place where things were pretty well. It wasn't that bad. And he had a home and everything, but there was something missing in his life. And he probably didn't know, just like the sister said, what to do or who to call, because his father was an idol maker. So he probably had many idols in the house, but there was probably really nothing that impacted his life enough to make him want to really serve one or the other idol. But he had a longing, a desire. Something was stirring in his heart. And one day, Abraham found himself in a place, and he had an encounter with Jesus, with God. And when he had this encounter, God began to speak to him, and he told him to get up and to leave the place where he was. He said, leave your father's house. He said, and I'm going to send you to a place. And he just wanted him to go blindly, not knowing exactly where he was going to end up. And he had a decision to make. Was he going to stay in that place of not knowing who to serve, not knowing where what his source was, how he was going to get anything, or how he was going to get out of the rut that he was in? Was he going to stay living in that place, or was he going to follow God? Was he going to respond to the voice of God? And God told him to get out of that place. Get up and get out of that place. And I really believe in my heart tonight, and I'm not going to be long. I'm pretty much done. God is saying tonight, get up. Get up. What are you leaving behind? He's saying, get up and get out of that place. It's a place of discontentment. It's a place where you can't find real satisfaction. It's a place where you've tried over and over and over and over to satisfy the desires in your heart. But no matter how hard you try, you just can't seem to find a way out. Just like the sister said today, she said that no matter how hard she tried and how much she wanted to be free, she couldn't free herself. She didn't know what else to do. Her hands were tied. But Jesus is saying tonight, I'm going to untie your hands, but I just need you. I need you to make a decision. I need you to be willing to get up and leave your father's house. Leave your father's house. It's familiar to you. It's common to you. You don't know what lies outside of that place, but he's saying, if you get up and you leave, he said, I'll bless you. I'll bless you. I'll be everything that you need me to be. God is saying, if you get up and leave your father's house, he said, I'm a father. He said, and I'll be a father to you like a father you've never known. He said, get up and leave your father's house. He said, there's so much more that I have for you. If you just get up and leave your father's house, you don't have to settle for what you have there. I have more for you. I want to change your life. I want to come in and make you new. I want to give you things that you don't even think that you're entitled to, things that you don't even believe that it's possible for you to have. God said, get up and leave your father's house. Why are you sitting there? Don't be torn between two opinions. The only thing that's stopping you is just one move. One move. Get up. Get up. Get up and move toward Jesus today. That's my cry to you tonight. Listen, he made the ultimate sacrifice. He made the ultimate sacrifice for us. Jesus sat in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he cried out father. He cried out to him. He said, if there's any other way for this to be done, because he knew what he had to face, but he would face it again just for you. He knew the pain that he would have to go through, but he'd do it again just for you. Jesus sat there and he cried. He cried out to the father for you and for me. For you and for me, he laid down his life. He forsook. He said, not my will, but thine will be done. He was willing to lay down his life. He was willing to die for you and me. See, he loved us that much. He thought we were worth dying for. He didn't mind. He had an end goal in mind. He had an end goal in mind. He knew what he was dying for. It was for you. It was for me. He was willing to give up everything for us. For us. When he called Abraham, Abraham had no idea. No idea what God was going to do with his life. That he would be the father of our faith. He didn't know. He was just a man who saw that he was stuck in a position and he didn't know any other way to get out. And he just said, I will. He didn't even say anything. He got up, he went back, he got his family together and he left his father's house. Everybody's not gonna go with you, but if you leave, God said, I'll bless those who bless you. That's what the Bible says. God said, if you just get up, get up. Get up. In the garden with Adam and Eve, they didn't understand that everything that God had provided for them was for their protection. It was for them. He created paradise for them to live and to have every need met. And the enemy enticed them. And he had them thinking that what God had put around them as a fence, that what God had put around them was a fence, keeping them out of something. They thought it was something there to keep them from knowing God knowing more. They thought it was something to keep them ignorant, but it wasn't. It wasn't a fence. It was a guardrail. It was something to protect them so that they wouldn't go over and what hurt themselves or to do harm. God only wanted the best for them. He only wants the best for you tonight. He only wants the best for you tonight. He loves you so much. God loves you so much that he would bring you here tonight and he would have these people share their testimonies about the things that God has done in their lives, how he stopped them in situations where their minds were made up. They were like, no, this is what I'm gonna do. And God said, no, I have another plan. Get up and get out of this place. I'm gonna take you. I'm gonna do something in your life. I'm gonna do something in your family's life. I'm gonna do something in your children's life. You don't even understand. You don't know the plans that I have for you. God has a plan for you tonight. He has a plan for you tonight. He had a plan for me. He has a plan for you. He has a plan for you. If God has been speaking to you, I don't believe that I'm saying anything new. I don't believe that I'm saying anything new. I know God has already been speaking to you. And he's been asking you to move from where you are. He's been asking you to draw closer to him. He's been asking you, will you leave that and come follow me? Will you leave that relationship and come and follow me? Will you leave that company of people and come and follow me? You're not gonna lose anything, you're only gonna gain. You're only gonna gain. You're only gonna gain. God has plans for you, plans for your children. plans for generations after you. We're generations after Abraham. God had a plan. God had a plan. I'm going to ask the band to come back. I know God is speaking. I know God is speaking. I know God is speaking to you tonight. He just wants you to get up. Get up. If you feel like you can't get up, just ask God to give you the strength to get up. The enemy will tell you nothing's going to change. Things are just going to be the same, but it's not true. It's a lie. He lied to Adam and Eve in the garden. But see, even he knew the truth. Even he knew the truth. Don't believe the lie tonight. Get up and come toward Jesus. I'm going to ask the band to come. I'm going to ask you to stand, please. I'm so glad that Jesus died for me. I'm so glad he died for me. I was undone. I was a sinner. I didn't deserve to be saved, but he loved me anyway. I'm so glad he loved me. I'm so glad he loved me. And he loves you. Jesus loves you tonight. He loves you tonight. He loves you more than anything. More than anything. More than anything. If you're here tonight and this is, you're giving your heart to Jesus, you're surrendering your life to Jesus, you're inviting him in to come in and live in you and through you and to change you, whether it's the first time you're doing it or you're coming back for the second, third, it doesn't matter. But if tonight you're saying, God, I need you, I'm going to give you the reins to my life tonight. And I'm going to let you do in me what needs to be done. If that's you tonight, I'm just going to ask you to say this prayer with me tonight. Jesus, I need you. I need you to come into my heart and change me from what I am to what you've made me to be. Jesus, I need your help. I need you to free me from everything that has kept me bound. I put my trust in you tonight. I'm getting up tonight. And I want to leave my father's house. And I want you to lead me for the rest of my days. Forgive me, God, for everything that I've done that displeased you. Now that I know that I need you, I'm asking you to help me not to do those things anymore. I'm going to trust in your strength and your power to help me walk with you each and every day. God, I thank you for speaking to me. Thank you for calling me tonight. Thank you for loving me. 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 Thank you for caring about me. And God, I pray that you will continue to teach me to walk in your ways, to understand your word, and to know what it is to be a Christian. Teach me, oh Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.